When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm RJ Bell with the sports betting headlines for Thursday. In the NFL, Tampa Bay with some bad news. Their center goes down. It looks bad. The betting market has adjusted a little bit, just a little bit. This could be bigger. We'll get into it. We got some data on when you transition too many linemen, what happens, though Tampa Bay still second favorites to win the Super Bowl. Looking in the NFL still, Kyler Murray defends himself. Well, how good is Arizona? Right now, they're over-under win total for the year, 8.5 wins, 8.5. That's saying they have a 50-50 chance to be better than 500. That's it. 9 wins or 8 wins is where they say it's going to be. Not like last season. Yankees lose last night to the Mets. And still, though, them and the Dodgers favored to win the World Series. Here comes a 4 Out of Vegas Truth covering all that and more.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted.
I doubt the future. I doubt the future.
From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it, I'm RJ, live in Las Vegas, live on a Thursday, live on 226 FSR stations across this great, great nation. Ooh, I feel the NFL, it's you can sniff it. You can sniff it now. I kind of like the summer when you know, it's not as regimented. You can go off on some dalliances, but no. We're back into the NFL, baby. Sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to no more than their buddies. He is the fan who beats the man, AJ Hoffman.
Thank you, RJ. Great to be here today. Tampa Bay loses a big piece of their offensive line. The New York Yankees add all-star outfielder Andrew Benintendi, and the Kansas City Chiefs get some pass rush help. What is the Vegas lead?
Isn't it that Bakhtiari?
That's yesterday. That's the Packers.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, There's more lines to learn. Come on. No, let's start with Tampa Bay. And to me, this is a good segue into what is it that we think we know that might be wrong. So before you even give the Tampa Bay news, what most sharps seem to know, and again, I'm not sure if this is correct or not, is that Tampa Bay isn't quite as good, or maybe isn't even close to as good as last year. Even though they're the second favorite, there has been this sense that Brady didn't want to be there. There had to be a bunch of upheaval in the front office just to get him to come back, it seems. And if he's got a big contract waiting with Fox after this year, it feels like his last year. And like that sense of urgency, that sense of last year, everyone's back, we're repeating, it's just not there. And a lot of people, at least it doesn't seem like it's there. And a lot of people have felt like, oh, Tampa's overrated. And this hurts them, but I think it's a good chance to discuss, are we sure Tampa's overrated, AJ?
Tampa's Pro Bowl center Ryan Jensen was carted off the practice field this morning with a knee injury. Team is waiting on an MRI result, but the like you said, the Bucs do remain second favorites to win the Super Bowl, only behind the Buffalo Bills.
And there was a slight downgrade, though. And
William Hill and Circa dropped Tampa's win total by 15 cents.
Yeah, so a half a win is about 50 cents. So it's about a third of a half a win, which is going to be a sixth of a win. So, yeah, it's meaningful. It's not humongous. Okay, so we've got data on this. And there's a couple teams that it falls into. They fall into this criteria, which is a big upheaval in the offensive line. The offensive line is something where cohesion is important. If teams play together, those five players, if they play together a long time, they just know each other like the back of their hand, and it makes a difference. And you see it every week when there's a new lineman in, and it doesn't only affect that lineman, it affects other linemen on the same offensive line. So we decided a year or two ago, let's go back and study what happens when a team has a big turnover and starting offensive line between one year and the next. So, McKenzie, set up the criteria for a big turnover.
So, five offensive linemen, how many return? And then we give you an extra penalty if you lose your starting center, which we deem to be important,
all right, so,
or a top 32 center, or top 32 lineman.
Okay, I'm going to ask you very specific questions, and you give me very specific answers. You ready?
Ready.
All right, how many players, forget centers, how many players lost creates a big upheaval?
Three or more.
Okay. So if you lose three of the five, four of the five, or five of the five, it's a problem. Or that's what we consider a big upheaval. Okay. And then we give an extra bonus to centers. And there's other things that can make it a little different. But we're just going to forget that for now and say, you lose three out of five or more, you've had a big upheaval. What does history tell us? Now, how does Tampa Bay meet that criteria now?
They had two linemen lost. This would be their third lineman lost.
So the theory is, come opening game, they're going to have two linemen that were the same as last year's starters.
Right.
That means big upheaval. What does history tell us about teams with a big offensive line upheaval?
On average, if you look at their win total and how many wins they earned, they come up short by about 1.1 wins per season, these teams with the big upheaval.
Okay, so let's think about this. So Tampa Bay's win total right now is
11.5.
AJ, it's McKenzie shining, okay?
Yes,
sir. You okay with that?
Yep, I'm good with it.
I know if McKenzie's doing well, you want to try to throw him off, or you want to go in and start doing like fart noises under your arm, but I think he can handle it. All right, okay. So 11.5. So what we're saying is, just based upon this one stat of upheaval on the O-line, you would expect them to literally win 10.5 and then a little less. So, you can't win 10.4 games, but the projection would be less than 10.5 wins, because just that upheaval in the offensive line means it's a full game and more that teams underperform. And that might not seem like a lot, but think about it. Almost what is it? Half the teams are either 7-9. Well, I guess now it's different. They used to be 7-9, 8-8, or 9-8, right? What? Now I'm all messed
7
up.
7-9, 9-7, or 8-8.
Yeah, exactly. But now it's 9-8. But either way, they're all plus or minus one win from break even. and again, you can't go break even anymore, is I can't wait till they better get to 18 games here. It has to be even, doesn't it? I mean, this doesn't make sense, does it?
It'd make it a lot easier on people like us, for sure.
And it's also the idea that AFC is playing all road games 1 year, and then the NFC the next year. These kids, man, just get off my lawn. All right. So the reality is, one win is gigantic, and that's what now Tampa Bay has moved into that category. Now, how many teams in our study met this criteria of having this upheaval?
47. We start in 2016. 47 right. Since 2016.
So 47 teams. That's not a small sample, and thus they lost over 50 games. Or they won over 50 games less than we expected, more than one game per team. So think about that. 50 games since 2016 is not nothing. Just on offensive line upheaval, at least there's a correlation. AJ, what do you think of that?
I think it's unbelievable. And I think, the teams that really meet that criteria this year, some of them, like the Bengals and the Panthers, had bad offensive lines last year. So the thought is they can get better. But the Bucs were an example of a team that had a really good offensive line, lost really good players, and it could be a real issue for them.
So I have an idea, McKenzie. You ready?
Ready.
All right. I think what we do for tomorrow's show is we look at all of those 47 teams and then go get the offensive line grade for PFF, so it should be available, and then we'll say let's break it up into three tiers. If you had a top 10 offensive line, how does the upheaval affect you? Like Tampa Bay would fall in that category, I think.
Yes.
If you have a middle tier offensive line or a bottom tier. Because my guess is if you have the 32nd best offensive line, or also known as the worst offensive line, and you have a big upheaval, that sounds like a good thing, right? And obviously, if you're a good offensive line, you have upheaval, it's a bad thing. I don't know if the data is going to say that, because you could make the case that even if it's better, that the lack of cohesion early hurts them enough. And that's where I think maybe what we do, McKenzie, is let's look at the per game on these and see how it is, let's say, the first four games of the year.
I like that.
Because
continuity's got to matter more in the beginning of the season, right?
Yeah, continuity's more to begin. Because the theory is you build continuity as the season progresses.
Yeah.
Right? Go ahead, AJ.
No, I was going to, before you said that, I was thinking the exact same thing. You mentioned this a lot last year, that the time when this is going to show up the most is early in the season.
Yeah, which
and there is a subset.
Go ahead.
Sorry, there is a subset that we looked at, which is teams that are expected to win more than half their games with this huge offensive lineman not returning. 11 out of 11 have gone under that win total. The Bucs would be the 12th team in this instance.
Okay, so in the criteria for saying they were supposed to win what? They had a win total over the 50% mark?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. So back in the day, if they had a win total of 9 or more, or 8.5 or more.
Right.
All right. Now it's going to be over 8.5, I guess, right? So, okay. I mean, 8.5 times 2, I think 7. Yeah. Okay. Makes sense. We are straight out of Vegas. Okay. Quickly, let's talk about the other teams that meet this criteria.
The Cincinnati Bengals, Carolina Panthers, the Seahawks, the Giants, and the Bears all have less than 2 offensive linemen returning.
Okay. Now, that's fascinating because, as we said, Cincinnati, they improved greatly. Now, is it going to happen right off the bat? I don't know. And Carolina, I don't know if they've improved. I know they were bad last year. Is it me or is you don't want to be an offensive line when Sam Darnold's a quarterback because you're getting blamed. Somehow, some way, it's going to be your fault. Your fault. I mean, I said this once. I'll say it one more time. I don't know what could have stopped the upward trajectory of the – oh, I'm having a mental block. The guy from LSU,
Joe Brady.
Joe Brady. So Joe Brady went to Carolina as the OC, and there was serious talk – about him being interviewed to be a head coach. I mean, it's really not different than Brandon Staley, right? He was a young up-and-comer. He goes and meets Sam Darnold, and lo and behold, he's fired within eight games later, he's fired. Now he's a quarterback's coach. He somehow is drawn. I mean, of all the – sometimes those guys will flatten out. But when do you ever see like a hot coordinator drop off the coordinator level if he didn't commit a crime?
I don't remember it happening.
I don't think I do either. I mean, I see them getting talked about for head jobs. They don't get them sometimes. And then they settle into a career coordinator position. Yeah, I see that. I don't see them drop back to position coaches. But Sam Darnold was able to do it.
I think maybe the only explanation would be that Joe Brady was the guy banging the table, get me Sam Darnold. And if that was the case, it makes sense for him to go into the into obscurity forever.
Except Sam Darnold's still there. Right. And we got no indication that was the case. And I don't think coordinators make those kind of decisions.
They typically would not.
Yeah, even if they pound the table, it's whoever makes the decision. So, yeah, let's just say this. If you work in the NFL and you see Sam Darnold coming, run the other way. You don't want to, I mean, he had mono. You know, I mean, when he finally leaves the league, I don't have a problem with him, but you know, I just think he's horrible at the sport, at the professional level, right? And he also seems to have so much – I just hate people with a silver spoon. It just – and I don't know about his upbringing. I just know that somehow, some way, everyone seemed to be behind him.
And still, there's still some people who are. And the fact that he's splitting reps with Baker Mayfield with the first team speaks to that, that there's still someone there who believes in him.
It goes to show you – so the guy that owns the Panthers is considered David Tepper is considered one of the greatest investors in history. Like in the modern era, he's in like top five. In an arena that they're all brilliant, if not genius level. He was as good as anyone. And somehow he becomes the owner of Carolina. Not somehow, he becomes the owner of Carolina Panthers. And it looks like a clown show. So it really it has to make you realize. And you look at Matt Rhule and all of the success in college, the turnarounds. It just goes to show you, I think it's hard to, like when you see what the Rooneys do, you see what the really good programs do or franchises do. You got to marvel at it, because when you have a brilliant guy that's a multiple billionaire, self-made, like the owner of the Panthers, look like it's a rudderless ship, or it looks like they're all like getting the wrong answers from the back of the book. We can say he's really dumb, or we could say, you know something, this must have some randomness. This must have some elements to it that you can't really control unless you're very lucky or you know the secret. And I don't think many people do.
Those lines, the average rank of those lines per PFF last year, those five lines that McKenzie talked about, RJ.
Go ahead.
Carolina, their average rank was 27.
AJ, let's do this. Let's tease to that. We're a little late here. Let's take our first break. When we come back, we're going to tell you the offensive lines that had the most turnover, and historically, those have done very poorly, that turnover next year. We're going to tell you how good the lines were last year to see what the contrast likely is. Stay tuned.
It's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I disagree with intervention. I disagree with protocol. If you speak out against the words, then the hammer's gonna fall.
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas. Okay, so we're talking Tampa Bay with the injury news. Center goes down. It puts them in a category of a big transition on the O-line. We've got a system. It's a little convoluted. It's not just a simple act. But again, when you do complicated things, sometimes it's not simple. You try to make it simple, though. You know, the greatest sophistication, AJ, is simplicity.
That's deep. Is that a Dylan line?
Da Vinci.
Oh, same guy.
The guy that wrote the Da Vinci Code, I think. No. Imagine if he changed his name to Da Vinci. That'd be funny. That's such a great name, Da Vinci. You don't hear anyone name that anymore.
No.
I wonder what happened.
DiVincenzo you get sometimes, but I don't know. It's somewhere along the line, the lineage died.
My grandmother was named Vincenza.
Oh, that's strong, too.
Uh-huh. And then my sister named her daughter, middle name was Vincenza, and so it's Eliana Vincenza. That's pretty good.
Oh, that's very, very Sicilian.
Yeah. All right. This is the fastest growing show on Fox Sports Radio. Audiences doubled in the last 2 years plus now. We appreciate the support. We're going to keep working extra hard to deliver a show worthy of you spreading the word about it. You can listen on the iHeartRadio app. Just search Straight Out of Vegas here in Vegas on the Strip. 98 degrees, nice and cool. Neon is flowing.
Before the break, RJ, we were talking about the five teams who we consider to have had major offensive line upheaval during the offseason. And I've got their PFF grades from last season on their offensive lines, and one of them certainly stands out.
And to me, the rationale here is this. If you have a bad offensive line, upheaval is not a bad thing. If you have a good offensive line, it's a terrible thing. Now, historically, to repeat from the first segment, when a team has been in what we'll call upheaval mode, they have lost or fallen short of their season win projection by over one game, 1.1 games. But what we found out was if you say, okay, this team is expected to be good, right? They have a better than their win total is more than half of the games being played. So back in the day, it would have been over eight, you know, more than eight. Those teams, 11 of them came into the season with offensive line upheaval and high expectations. 11 of them underperformed. Perfect 11 out of 11. It's kind of like we're giving a bet there, isn't it? So
it sounds like it.
We can talk. We can look at these teams and see who meets that criteria. But of having a win total over 8.5 now, but let's talk about how good these O-lines were last year.
Well, Carolina last year, they graded 27th. That's their average pass and run blocking rank was 27. Cincinnati was 25th. Seattle was 21st. Chicago was 20th. Tampa Bay was 9th.
Okay, so really below four of the five below average, big upheaval, and then one not. But that wasn't an upheaval by choice. Remember, they had a retirement that Brady would try to talk him out of, and obviously today's injury. And who was the third lineman?
Alex Kappa, the right guard, who became a free agent.
Okay. And again, it speaks to what we said to start the show. There is a sense that things just aren't – they're going through the motions. It's like the last season of Beverly Hills 90210. They weren't really too worried about story continuity. It was just like, cash a check and let's get out of here.
And you know, we talk about continuity, and remember, Tampa's got a new coaching staff, so they've got a lot of new things going on early in the season.
Wow. Listen, if a guy's sitting there with a, let's say, brown liquid in a tumbler, all right, I'm not saying what it is, but let's say that there's brown liquid in a tumbler, and he's snoring. He's, like, asleep. If you say he's the head coach or you say he's not, what does it really change?
Not much.
I mean, do you really think it was a big change? I think they said, hey, we don't have to lie to him anymore.
Fair enough.
I mean, I get no sense there's any change. But what I certainly don't get a sense of is Bruce Arians down there, like, running the show. You know, because in theory, he went higher up, right? He's like half a GM now.
Oh, that's true, yeah. Executive position.
I hope it doesn't get in the way of the naps. I don't like Bruce Arians. I just don't. I don't know. It just felt like that stuff. I know AB is wacky sometimes, a lot of the time. As a Steeler fan, I remember it's so funny. I mean, they talk about Tomlin and how we don't know a lot of the trouble he dealt with. You know, Le'Veon Bell later, it became so obvious was trouble. AB, obviously. And when they were with Pittsburgh till the very end, especially with AB, you didn't know it. I mean, he was a fifth or sixth round pick, I think, Central Michigan. And it's like he was the hardest working guy. I mean, year after year, that was what came out of camp. Hardest working guy, AB. I don't know. I mean, do you think we just didn't see it, or do you believe the stuff? I mean, we're just speculating here, AJ, but do you believe the stuff they talk about where AB, you know, he took a hit, there was a specific hit supposedly to the head and started acting differently? Who knows? I don't know.
I think that's a great possibility. I think AB's behavior changed at some point. And some people say when somebody gets a massive amount of money, their personality changes that way. And maybe, like you mentioned, Antonio Brown being a late round draft pick didn't have it right away. Maybe he was hungry. That work ethic was there.
He's still hungry though. I mean, I don't know.
It does seem that way.
What I'm saying, last year he still worked hard. He was a really good receiver.
No doubt, better than anybody thought he was, because he was on the trash heap, seemingly.
Well, remember, it was just a year before that the Raiders had signed him to a massive contract. So it was like, then he went to New England. Then, because of the accusations, he had to get let go, which supposedly was a huge Brady. Brady was very frustrated by that, by reports. I'm talking about in New England. And then obviously he went to Tampa and brought him with him, and they won a Super Bowl. So here's the thing that makes me think, and we won't spend just a minute on this, that it's something not just he was allowed to be himself, you know, once he had the money or his fame. Because it looks like in certain times with him, he doesn't have a choice. You ever see someone who's, and I don't want to like do a medical diagnosis, but there's something that's not typical about a person mentally, and they get going, and it's like a mania or a rage, and it's like there's no sense that they're choosing what they're doing. That they're
absolutely.
They're being propelled forward. It just the footage I've seen of him when he blows up, it doesn't feel like a choice. So like your assumption is he was choosing not to do that. But it doesn't even seem like a choice. What do you think?
Well, I think, like you said, at some point he took a hit along the way that seemingly...
I don't know. You know, I'm speculating. Possibly.
Well, I mean, that's what's been rumored and reported, I suppose. Yeah. And again, neither of us are doctors, but I would think that having some sort of brain injury, even a concussion, could do something like that to you.
Well, I would say I'm closer to a doctor than you are. But yeah, you're right.
I agree.
Neither of us are doctors. It is true. Quincy was a doctor. Though he was a
Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman was a doctor.
Just because of the Q, your brain made that connection?
Yes.
All right, so is QAnon next?
No, not a doctor.
No, okay. We are straight out of Vegas. Mackenzie, what's your sense on AB?
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to think that one hit against the Bengals changed his whole life. I feel like he kind of just let himself be more himself, kind of just leaned into those inclinations that he had, but I don't know.
Some would make the case, Mackenzie, you are compelled by things, demons.
Many have made that case.
Do you feel like you have a choice during your intense moments?
I do. Like Neo, I'm going to take the red pill.
All right. We're straight
out. There's no rumors of Antonio Brown signing anywhere. He's still a free agent. Obviously showed last year he can still play, but I've heard no rumblings that this team's looking at Antonio Brown or Antonio Brown's had a workout with this team. I just haven't seen anything like it.
Are we sure he's physically able? Because I know he had surgery in December. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure, but I would imagine a surgery on his ankle by now, it'd at least be rehabbing, looking to get with a team, I would think.
This last thing we'll say on this subject, I challenge our vast audience, all 50 states, I think. I'm not sure about that. But it spans coast to coast. I know that much. And from high up north to way down south. I'm not sure if it goes all the way down south, but those 226 stations. I challenge you to find a situation or a statement by Tom Brady that was positive about Bruce Arians since the AB incident. It was my speculation at the time that was the driver. Because I tell you, before the Antonio Brown sideline incident, AJ, do you remember a single person talking about Tom Brady not being happy in Tampa?
Not one.
And apparently there were some things going on, but I mean, I don't know how different they are. Go ahead.
And next thing you know, he's retiring. I just owe him over it now, even though he'd said all along, I want to play X amount of seasons.
Then we find out he's, concocting a plan with Miami. Then we find out that falls through. Then we find out he comes back to Tampa, and just by happenstance, Bruce Arians decides to retire.
That tracks.
It's so funny because people think that they're smart when they don't. Like this conspiracy theory idea has fake news. It's kind of become political, except. A conspiracy theory assumes there's a bunch of people doing something, I guess, illegally, and no one knows about it except that group. No, we're saying there's a couple of people in the Tampa organization that knows that Brady does, and this is my speculation, doesn't like Bruce Arians. Because, again, if he's mad at Robert Kraft over cutting AB, do you think that he's mad at Bruce Arians for what he did? Because by any account, with common sense applied, it seems like he wasn't telling the truth, because remember, the very premise of Bruce Arians' position there was he didn't know Antonio Brown had been injured that week.
So when he didn't even know that he had an ankle issue.
Except he was on the injury report, and and I know he might have been napping during it, but it's like it was a big debate. Was he going to play? Because I think, I can't remember exactly, but one of the other – I don't know if Godwin had been hurt yet or not, but I think he had been. I think so, but I'm not sure. But so it was a situation where him playing or not was a big deal that week. And it's like – it's crazy to think. And by the way, if he didn't know that AB, and I knew, and you knew, AJ, that AB was on the injury list,
it's time to retire.
That might, I guess we know about that. All right.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, I'm AJ Hoffman. He's the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
Mr. Dan Beyer, do you have a moment?
Yes.
Why do you seem like you're not happy when I ask for a little bit of your time?
Because I never know where it's going to go.
Isn't that fun, though?
For some of you.
So, do you have editorial control over the news during this hour when you're out?
Yes.
You do?
Well, when I'm out, I leave that up to the person in the chair.
So you don't have it?
Correct. Okay. I thought you were talking about me.
AJ has a complaint, and I just didn't know who to direct it to. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, guys.
All right. You know what I'm going to – did you want to tell him or not?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Let's take our last break. When we come back, all right, I'm going to give you my theory on Kyler Murray. This could be a conspiracy theory. Not really. But this is a doozy. I'm going to give you a theory you probably haven't heard on why they have the clause, the study at home clause. I think it's a really big deal. Stay tuned.
I'll try and recover from the bus I've been thrown under. He's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network. iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out... F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the offseason.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about it.
Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm AJ Hoffman.
AJ, I don't do this very often, but I'm going to make the audience wait for like 2 minutes for my great take. I don't know, great. It's a thought provoker.
It is good. I think it's very good.
Oh, thank you. And let's make it wait 2 minutes. I'm going to let you, dealer's choice, pick a topic in college football, which is your specialty.
Oh, God, the topic. I don't really want to talk about realignment and playoff expansion.
Okay, I'll tell you what we're going to talk about. Let's talk about something on the herd yesterday. Jimbo Fisher was on, good interview, and he said that the name, image, and likeness rules are almost exclusively by the state that you reside within. Now, like Colin reacted as if he had never heard that. I had never heard that. Did you know that? And boy, that's interesting, isn't it?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
No, I that's the first I've heard it. So you're saying like the state government legislates what can be offered to the players?
Yes. But not directly, not that they're doing that like, hey, we've got to make a decision on this, but rather there's other laws in regards to compensating minors or, you know, because let's not forget, if the real issue was high school players, are they getting promised money, right? So I think some of it has, and that's what we need to research, right, is when he said this, and again, Jimbo, if anyone, he's in the top tier, you would think of knowing these rules because they seem to be navigating them at Texas A&M pretty well. So to me, I think that we got to dig into this. I just didn't. And again, Colin's up on, he's got a great team there. He stays well informed on this stuff. He was surprised by it. But Jimbo said it with no uncertainty that the state that the school resides in has a big, their laws of that state have a big influence on how aggressive the colleges can be with this name, image, likeness money. I think we got to quantify that.
Yeah, I'll reach out to somebody I know who's pretty deep in the NIL stuff and see what their take on it is.
All right, so here is my theory about Arizona and Kyler Murray and the clause to say, hey, you got to practice or you don't get your ice cream before you go to bed. Now, it's one thing to ask that of a player. Right. So, for example, certain franchises used to have, I don't know if they still do, but you had to be a certain weight. Each player was given a weight. And if he wasn't that weight, they would have fines. They would run them, you know, whatever. Right. So I think with New England, they still have a hill. They got to be able to run up and down. And it's a tough, like it's a fitness test. Right. So there's all these kind of criteria the NFL will put upon players, like studying X amount of hours in theory. But these criteria, these marks that they have to hit are not in the contract. Anyone that's done a real legal contract and negotiated it, it's so hard. If you say something as simple as this guy's got to show up, you know, 200 days a year, it takes a page and a half. Because there's so many different ways you could say, well, if he shows up for a minute, what happens? And that's why, like, if you sign like a renter's agreement, they're usually like 180 pages because every incident that ever happened, they just keep tacking it on to make it against the renter. But they don't want great lawyers that kind of make it into a whole good document. They just keep tacking it on. But it's really hard to negotiate and to write a contract. The idea of putting in the rules on how they're going to monitor him in this contract is crazy to me, and I think it could only be the case for one reason, is the Cardinals want to have leverage over Kyler Murray at some future date that they can say, you are in violation of this clause, and he might have been in violation of it all along, but they won't say anything till they want the leverage. All right. Or if they do, they'll say it kind of like, hey, we're not going to make a big deal about this, but we know you were playing video game, you know, whatever. Right. But when it comes time for them to want the leverage, then they put him in violation privately. Now, why? And then I'll explain what I think is going to happen. Why do you think, though, they might want leverage? Right. Well, because if you look at Arizona's roster, other than Kyler, most of their key players are not young. This is if you told me is Cardinals, are they going to be better next year or in 4 years? I would make a major bet they're better this upcoming year. I would make a major bet it was this upcoming year.
I agree with that.
It's a trend down team.
Well, over the next once a guy once a
three
once
or
a
four or five years.
His,
Go ahead.
Once a quarterback's on his second contract, it's harder to keep the players around him.
And they didn't have that many great players. I mean, the players they got, like Hopkins, they're going to be older and older, like anyone else, but moving into trouble years
right.
when it comes to how old. Okay, so now Kyler Murray signed through 2028. All right, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 7 years. Okay, so that means there's going to be some down years, and they're probably going to want to bottom out. So what happens? It's time to bottom out. They put him in violation. They tell him, listen, we're not going to go public with this. We're not going to fine you. We're not going to do anything, but we've got to trade you. This team's nothing. We want to give you a chance to win. You did your best for us, but you can't be crying. All right, you're going to go wherever you go, and if you start to cry, oh, I don't want to go to Cincinnati or whatever, I guess it won't be Cincinnati probably, is we then will exert our leverage here and put them in, you know, whatever the ramifications are, they're not going to be small. Why put it in the contract? That's my guess. I mean, it's a long shot in a way, but it just seems, why would they need this when it embarrasses him and it's the first time ever? 20 seconds, AJ, what do you think?
I think it makes a whole lot of sense, because it didn't make a lot of sense to me why they would put it, why it would be out there, why it would be in the contract. But what you're saying perfectly tracks. It gives them a possible out if things start to go sour. And they were hesitant to give this contract to begin with.
Not even an out, but some leverage to get him out of town.
Fair.
I mean, because I don't think they can void the contract. But good show, and tomorrow we're going to be giving you that information on the teams with the big offensive line upheaval, and we're going to have a best bet off of that.
Yeah, if you missed any of today's show, including that discussion about offensive line upheaval and how it's affecting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers based on this Ryan Jensen injury, you can check out the podcast at foxsportsradio.com. We're going to have more on that tomorrow. We'll be back 6 Eastern, 3 o'clock Vegas time covering that. And like RJ said at the beginning of the show, there's going to be more NFL every day going forward. He's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. We are straight out of Vegas right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.